With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Hello, hello, and Jaimayomis. It's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul-expanding and heart-opening podcast, and welcome to this mini-sode of the Full Moon series, celebrating the last full moon of 2021. Oh my gosh, you guys, the year, it's coming to a close, and it feels like this year just went by in a snap in some areas, and sometimes it felt rather slower than others, but we're finally wrapping up the year, and I'm hoping with a bang, as this full moon, we can allow ourselves to surrender to everything that's already happened, knowing that this has happened, bring an awareness to it as we let it go and release from us. We no longer need to carry on certain old energies moving forward into the new year. And I feel the full moon is the perfect time to really let go, surrender to what is, surrender to what's happened, and really begin to welcome, embrace, and get excited about a new year, a new energetic chapter. And this moon, this very special full moon, is in Gemini, reaching her full peak on Saturday, this Saturday, December 18th at 11:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or December 19th at 4:36 a.m. for those in the Prime Meridian, the GMT, the Greenwich Mean Time. This moon began with a new moon solar eclipse that may have brought a lot of emotions to the surface. I mean, I know I'm not alone in this feeling where I really, really felt it the past few weeks, but it was more so because I was bringing languaging and awareness and almost like information and data to what has been going on in my life and the collective, that I was able to really spot and see how it has affected my human. And I feel like many of us have really been feeling this the past few weeks on a heightened level. And not gonna lie, it's the full moon, which is, you know, she represents our emotions, and a lot of times where it's extra heightened during the full moon. I know mine is almost every single time. And so as we bring awareness to all this information and all of these feelings that we're feeling and we're facing it, perhaps one of the greatest things we can do during this time is to simply surrender to it and just accept what is, see it as, okay, this is what's happened for my human. I'm going to let this go. I'm going to leave it in the past. And I'm going to move forward and look forward to my future and feel excited and inspired and maybe even a little anxious in a good way, in a healthy way, for a new expansion to emerge, whether that be in passions or in work or in relationships. You may be feeling extraordinarily inspired on this day, especially after you surrender, let the past go, and welcome in something new. So for me personally, this will be a big moon for focusing on surrendering and then focusing on manifesting and welcoming whatever I want to manifest to be born in divine timing, but to allow the inspirations and the thoughts to come through. So that way I feel like, okay, I'm approaching 2022 with new, fresh set of eyes, walking through a new paradigm, being open and okay with that as well, and being just excited for this whole new dimension. I've done so much shadow work the past few weeks. I would say this year. This year has been a heavy shadow work year. But also these past few weeks, as the year comes to a close, I'm ready for a new expansion to emerge, especially in passions and work, and to, you know, bring those feelings that I've been experiencing into work and passions even more so, and be excited about feeling inspired to script some ideas for this new year. And of course, approach the year like I talked about in this week's episode when it comes to welcoming a new vision for the new year. I mean, how fun is it to script new ideas as well, on top of exploring what you might want your North Star to be, your resolutions and the habits you want to implement into your reality to allow you to progress forward towards those resolutions and that North Star. Keeping the North Star in the back of your mind with whatever you do. That's how I usually see the North Star. In fact, I believe that I said that my North Star will be to pursue my passions unapologetically, but I want to even expand that and say, instead of pursuing them, embracing what I love and my evolution and even my curiosity unabashedly. And right now, especially during the full moon, is the time to rewrite whatever you may have originally had in mind. That's what I'm doing. While I'll also be, of course, listening to what I love. I love Taylor Swift. I am a huge Swiftie. I have been since 2006. And to be honest, that really hasn't changed. I mean, she's my go-to for a lot of things and a lot of reasons. And can I say something? I'm going to say something. Can I say something as I've been talking this entire time? Okay, well, side note. So she has this one song that I love, and many of you are likely aware of if you're also a Swiftie. Even if you're not a Swiftie, you may have heard this song. This song is called Willow. I love, love the song Willow. I mean, the lyrics are beautiful. And I recently discovered, and I can't believe I did not see this until recently, even though it's been out for a while. She has a witch collection of my favorite song. How did I just discover this? A witch collection with different versions of my favorite song. So, you know, she's got her song Willow, and then she has the dancing witch version. She has the lonely witch version. She has the moonlit witch version. And of course, her original version, Willow. So, will I be listening to all four of those versions on repeat on the day of the full moon? You bet I will. To be honest, I've been listening to them on repeat ever since I discovered it last week. Don't ask me to choose a favorite. I cannot choose a favorite. I love all the witch versions and the original. But I think the one that I will be playing the most, given the title, is pretty obvious. Moonlit. Moonlit witch version. And it's exciting when a song really, really lights you. Anyway, I actually had a whole ramble for her last episode, by the way, but I edited it out because I just thought that it was unnecessary to keep in. So I edited that out, but it was her birthday, her 32nd. And yeah, it's kind of interesting to see her evolution and as she ages, go through very similar things. And I think that it's a lot of women have a very similar experience as they age. And so I definitely look to women who are always evolving and expanding as they gracefully age. And that's another thing that I want to look for in the new year, is to have more women on who have really inspired me as I age and I gracefully age, and remind the women that are listening, or those who feel very feminine in certain ways and embrace women empowerment. I really want to have more women on who know with every fiber of their being what that experience is and how to navigate this wild patriarchal world and just step very much into our power. That's one of my other goals that I want to share for the new year, that guess what? I will be writing down in my journal during the peak of the full moon. Actually, the day of the full moon, I have plans to see a friend who's coming into town, and as her husband is going out to the bars and stuff, her and I are just going to hang out and do our own thing, and I'm going to ask her, maybe you want to do a full moon ceremony. Maybe she won't, and that's fine, because I can always do it in the wee hours of the morning, right when I wake up, because, you know, there's still very magical energetic effects right after the peak, and the moon is setting and the sun is rising. So if you don't do anything until the next morning, that's perfectly fine. I know from personal experience, it's always just as fine, to be honest. I'm sure that the peak might be the most magical hour, but I've still had what I've wanted to manifest happen when I did it the next day. So that's just something to keep in mind. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my liquid lash extensions mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020, and I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. What I'll be writing down are things that I want to continue to embrace and expand on, what I love, my evolution, and my curiosity, and do this unabashedly, share it with you. I'd love to share, perhaps even 2022, I'll make a note to share with you what I'm reading weekly or bi-weekly, depending on the size of the book. And for 2022, I want to focus more so on feminist and philosophical literature, even some fictional books, likely romantic comedies or something like that. But I definitely want to share what I'm reading, so perhaps you can feel inspired in that way as well. And I'd also, it'd be nice to share more personal interests with you that involve embracing the emergence of the old self with the new self as we step into gracefully aging womanhood and how that transition impacts us. And another thing for me, I mean, in my late 20s to about till I turned 31, I just wanted to be in quiet places that were surrounded by nature and not a lot of people. And for some reason, man, I'll tell you what, lately, the past few months, I have had this desire to be in a big city like Los Angeles, especially New York. New York is the one that's really on my heart. Yeah, it's really been on my mind and in my heart for a while, and it looks like I'll be going there in 2022 with a friend, which I'm really excited about. But yeah, I'm excited to follow that, and I feel like there's a reason that I'm going because it keeps popping up in my dreams and in my heart. But you know, maybe it will be something that rocks my world and changes my paradigm completely, or maybe it will simply just be a fun trip, and I'm honestly open to seeing whatever happens. But as you approach this full moon, it would be amazing to approach it asking yourself, okay, what has my intuition, or what have my dreams, or what has my heart been pointing at for a while now? What keeps coming up for me? Is there something that I want to experience in my future that keeps coming to heart? And is there a way that I can unapologetically, unabashedly pursue that? I'll tell you what, yes, there is. And that's something that you can allow yourself to see transparently on the full moon and honor as we enter into this new 2022 energy. Or you can allow yourself to just open to ideas and possibilities of how you can manifest that. But if there's something that's been really nudging you, it's time to manifest it and make it happen. And this is a perfect moon too. As we've surrendered and let go of the past, we can begin to open and welcome an even brighter, more exciting future. And I want 2022 to be way more exciting for you than 2021 was. And maybe 2021 was one of your best years ever. Well, you know, funny thing is that it can always get better. So I hope that whatever is lighting you up, you write down and you create your North Star, your resolutions. And also don't forget to write down the habits that you can begin to implement into your life that will slowly lead you to your resolution, because that's so important to not just expect it to appear, but to begin to incorporate the habits into our life that you know will allow you to manifest what you envision. Anyway, enjoy this moon. I hope that you dance with whatever music you like. You already know what I'll be listening to. And of course, a full moon ceremony of tarot, candles, incense, chant, and like I said, dance and whatever moves you. But also don't forget to take some time to write or maybe even fully script your ideal 22. And I want to say this as well. Finish your manifestation when you write it. Finish it off by saying, with this or something better. Sometimes our mind doesn't have the capacity to even fathom what we're really capable of, even though we might know it in our heart. So as you're writing, just trust that it's either going to be this or something better, and know that it will come in divine timing. Anyway, I hope to connect with you Monday for Monday's Magic episode. Thank you for tuning into this episode. I hope you enjoyed it and enjoy this full moon. Mwah. Jai Ma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.